Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it, makes him feel important. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that by now. And if you want to watch us on Twitch, be my guest. Just find us on Twitch, ESPN 97.5, or go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, put your comments in the chat. If they're good, we'll get to them. It's a Thursday. Let's not have any BS today. Let's have some fun.
Happy Thursday, friend.
Dude, this week is flying by.
What a week it's been. Indeed. What a week indeed.
Maybe we should just end it right now. It's been such a good week.
Sure would be nice. Sure would be nice. But we've got... A week from today will be our final show for a little while. We're going to take a little time away.
Yeah.
And we're going to vacay. And I don't know what you're going to do.
I don't either.
But we're going to not come to work for a little while.
Yeah, I probably am just going to sit around and drink all day.
You're going to watch TV.
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of like your normal day, except you won't have to drive up here to do 3 hours of radio.
Yeah, and I'm also going to take off from all the other stuff I'm working on.
That's a
good
idea.
I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just gonna chill, and I thought about maybe making a trip over to the casino, but I don't think I'm ready for that yet. Maybe by next week I'll be so bored I'll want to. But thought a day trip over there, maybe go play a little cards, play a little ponies. But if I do anything, that would be it. But right now I'd say it's like 95% no. Just kind of depends on where the COVID is. You know, if things are getting better. Of course, to me, that doesn't really matter because, you know, if I go around a bunch of people that I don't really want to be around, and even if things are better, does that really make any difference whatsoever?
No.
So, yeah, probably not. Watch some sport because there'll be some sport
on. Sports match games.
Yeah. But other than that, no
plans. I'm planning on no sports.
That's probably a good idea.
Although, I guess what I'm going to do on Saturday?
Baseball.
I'm going to go to Sugarland, to the Constellation League, whatever it is. I don't know. What do they call that league? Constellation Energy League?
I don't know. That's the stadium. I'm not sure what they're calling the league, but taking the kids, that ought to be cool.
I'm taking the kids.
It sounds like a good deal they're doing.
Yeah. So I think the way they're doing it, it's like I'll have my row, and then the row in front of me and the row behind me will be empty.
I like that.
Yeah.
So it'll be like going to a UH game back in the days.
I don't know, but I'm sure it was probably similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there was the Constellation Energy League.
Thank you. And it threw me off a little bit. I was looking at the schedule for this, and it's like there's Team Texas or something like that, the Texas team.
Yeah.
There's a Sugarland team. And then there's the Skeeters. And then there's a team called Eastern. So it's like the schedule is a little confusing because I thought Sugarland was the Skeeters.
Well, they are ordinarily when they're in that independent league, but that league's not playing.
Oh, here's the actual team names. So there's Team Texas. There's the Eastern Reyes del Tigre.
See.
I wonder who I'll cheer for. This is going to be tough. I need to
Reyes del Tigre sounds cool.
I need to look at rosters. I mean, I do like the Reyes del Tigre mascot. It's a tiger wearing a wig. Like it's like almost like a Joe Exotic wig. Look at that mascot. So that
looks like something out of your Korean league.
That's strong. Then there's just Team Texas, which is kind of boring. There's the Sugarland Skeeters and the Sugarland Lightning Sloths.
Lightning Sloths?
Yep.
That's my team.
And their mascot is a sloth riding a bolt of lightning.
I have to get one of those. logos.
Although that bolt of lightning does look like maybe it's a Nazi logo. So,
Well.
Your call, Fred. If you want to get canceled, you go for it.
I mean,
I think I'm going to be Team Skeeters or maybe Reyes del Tigre.
I'm taking Lightning Sloths. That's my team. That's the best name by far. So we'll that should be fun.
That's the team that Greg Swindell manages.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I actually when I was in Austin, I had a pretty decent relationship with Greg Swindell, and then we had a rather large disagreement on Twitter.com, and then he just unfollowed me, and we no longer communicate.
So what did you do to piss him off?
I mean, it's like, I don't want to get into it because it's, you know, it's, I guess for him, it's somewhat personal. For me, it's just common sense. But, yeah, we had a disagreement and he said, you know what? I'm done with this guy. So he's done with me.
Hmm.
So I don't think I'm cheering for the Lightning Sloths.
Yeah, I think
he's done with me.
I'm now I have to rethink things.
I'll tell you why during the break.
Okay.
You can decide if the reason is warranted.
Why do people take everything so damn personal?
I don't know. And I you know what? I'll just leave it at that. I have no idea.
It's, and I kind of get, because everybody's on edge right now, but like everything on Twitter, and well, it's always like this on the text line, so I'm not surprised by that, but it's always, you know, I've lost all respect for you, or my personal favorite is the Gotcha group. And
yeah,
they're like a subset of the cancel culture. But remember 2 years ago when you said this and now this happened, you were wrong. Gotcha.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of those out there.
Hey, man,
it's almost like everybody on social media has reverted to 15-year-old high schoolers. It's kind of what it feels like. They're just little whiny bitches. And yeah, I don't know. It's always like that a little bit. It just seems like it's more now. But I'm sure this happened years ago.
This was many years ago.
713-780-ESPN is your number. But we're going to... I'm getting good at ignoring Gotcha Guy. That's my new thing. So, Brenton Kingwood, AJ, I lost respect for you for not telling this Wendell story.
Yeah, that's all right.
Hey, yeah, it gets personal, you know? And I don't know why. And that's, it's funny because we've always tried on the show to, you know, everything's fair game. Nobody takes anything personal. But that doesn't always apply to, I mean, most of the Blitzers get that if we're making fun of you, it's because we like you. But a lot of them don't. They take it personal, and it hurts their feelings. So I would just PSA, here's the easy thing, don't have feelings.
That's a good move.
They're pretty useless. And there's some good feelings, and I highly encourage those, but anger, jealousy, stuff like that, what's the point?
What's the point, indeed? Fred?
Taking things personal. Oh, you're disrespecting me. Okay. Wasn't the intent. Was trying to make a penis joke. So, you know, from now on, I'll just make jokes about big penises.
Thank you.
Yeah, go out there and wrap yours around a pole, pal. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So, well, I'm not too worried about people right now. I'm looking forward to getting to a few days off, though, and just not having to. You know, I've got some projects, which I'll be talking about here in a couple of weeks as they start rolling out. But it'd be nice to get away from that. So we keep seeing all over Twitter that there's going to be this huge story about the former Redskins coming out. Have you been following this?
I have been, but I'm almost tired of hearing about it because, like, just let me know. Break it out. Just tell me.
Well, yeah, at this point, shouldn't you just write the story?
Yeah.
I mean, if the world knows about it.
If you have this news, why are you holding it back? And if you put it out tomorrow, now you're in front of the weekend? Is it? I mean, isn't that what we always say? That's what happens when, you know, when you want news to die, you put it out on a Friday afternoon?
Yeah, well, apparently this is the Washington Post has this story. Don't you think they'd want to do it on Well, it'd probably come out in their Sunday edition.
Is this the failing Washington Post or the regular Washington Post? No,
it's the failing Washington Post. Okay. So, yeah, I'm sure they'll want to put it in their Sunday edition because that's their big splash. And then people will talk about it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it'll have a life. But I don't think you want to drop that on a Friday. If you're the team and all this is coming out, yeah, you probably want to drop that on a Friday. Probably Friday about 7 o'clock in the afternoon or evening, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Because then nobody's on air, nobody's doing anything. That's always the best time. It's when the Texans always drop stuff. It's like while we're on air right at the end of the show. So we can't make fun of them too much. All right. Let's take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple of texters about the Washington thing. Apparently there are lawyers involved. That's why the story hasn't been posted. And, you know, and then the one thing going around it. Somebody mentions apparently Snyder and Gruden were pimping out their cheerleaders, and the details are juicy. That's what I've been hearing, but until I actually see it, I can't.
We got video or no?
I hope so.
Video or GTFO, that's what I like to say.
214 said, excuse me. I have a conspiracy theory. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, the failing Washington Post, and has been vocal about owning an NFL team. The story is just to force Snyder to sell, allowing Bezos to purchase.
I've heard that, too.
That's an interesting thought. We'll have to see. Interesting strategy, Cotton. We'll have to see how that works out for him. Couldn't Jeff Bezos buy every team in the league?
I think he could. If he really wanted to, he could.
And, you know, he could buy the whole NFL. But that would be a way to do it. I wouldn't mind having him as an owner. You know he ain't worried about money.
No.
You know, $1 billion for a franchise for him is just
that's what you're looking for, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Snyder, you would think Snyder would be that, but he's also just been bad at it. So a friend of mine sent me a text about something. And I haven't run into it here because we've only got two elevators and there's nobody here. So you're not on the elevator with anybody. I don't think I've ridden... Since we've been back in here, I don't think I've been on the elevator with another human being.
Okay.
And they do have these things where you're spaced out. But mentioned when I used to live in Houston House.
No more than two per elevator.
Yeah, yeah. That would have been a real problem if I still lived there because half the time the elevators didn't work. There's always 10 or 15 people in there. But what's your protocol if people aren't wearing a mask in an elevator like that?
I get out of the elevator.
I think so. Do you say something? Do you?
No, because I'm not trying to be one of these dudes who's in people's face about wearing a mask. I wear a mask when I'm in public. And you know what? There was a time where I left my, I have got car masks and I've got an office mask. I've got a mask for basically wherever I'm at. But I forgot my mask in the car, and I was coming up to the office. So I walk into the elevator lobby, and there was someone else in there wearing a mask, and I just let them take the elevator without me, and I waited for the next one. And it's not that hard. And if the same thing happened to me, like if I came in a mask and someone wasn't wearing a mask, maybe they didn't just forget their mask. Maybe they're anti-mask people. Right. I would just say, go ahead. I'll wait on the next one. I'm a mask pacifist.
I think I agree with you. I just think if I lived in that place again, sometimes if you miss an elevator, you're waiting 15 minutes
for
the next one.
That'd be tough.
Yeah, but and that's when all three of them were working, and that was about 5% of the time. But I don't know. I probably would just. I mean, actually, you know what? It'd be good exercise. I would have taken the 21 flight walk up the
would
stairs.
Would you have, though?
Yeah, I'd done that at times. But the problem is like, man, I'm glad that, yeah, I mean, I had fun there, and it was a good place to live, but, like, trying to take the dog out now
would be a
nightmare.
Yeah.
Would be an absolute nightmare. And 713 says, I have a conspiracy theory. Get the bleep out of here. You totally stole that from the morning show. See, this is why you guys can't steal stuff.
Wait, what conspiracy theory?
The Bezos thing.
Oh.
So.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they heard it on the morning show.
I'm pretty sure that other people have postulated that.
Yeah, I don't think that's anything new.
No. But.
Maybe that listener, because we have very loyal listeners, texted it into the morning show. And he wasn't given his credit by either Granato or Zerline when they were reading it.
That's entirely possible.
Do they use the text line on that show?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think Dell might.
Okay. All right. So he may not have stolen. He may have actually started the conversation on
it. It's possible. Listen, we got to think the best of people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We're not about the negative here. You know who is being pretty negative, not really happy about his brother's contract with the Cowboys?
Dakota Prescott's brother?
Yes.
I don't know his name. Was it Eddie?
Tad. Mm. Who the hell's named Tad?
I like to think that that's a Theodore, just like Dakota goes by Dak. Maybe Theodore goes by Tad, but I don't know. I don't know.
But he tweeted out, there is a reason I was never a Dallas Cowboys fan, and tweeted at Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, bro, why are you tagging my team? That's what I would say. Hey, these dudes are giving me $31 million, pal. Shut up.
Yeah, and you're the one who's going to be coming to borrow money from me. So get the hell out of here. But he says, there's a reason I was never a Dallas Cowboys fan growing up or before they drafted Dak. After today, who knows how much longer I'll be cheering for
Doesn't
them.
Tad Prescott sound like he would be a State Farm agent or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, this
like
is Tad.
Seems like
what are you wearing, Tad?
An insurance salesman name. Like he'd have a card with a smiley face of him on it.
I don't know. He sounds like he's a guy who would be in one of those really douchey fraternities.
Yeah.
You know, not the fun ones, but the ones who sit up there like
the ones that play croquet.
Yeah, the Niedermeyer's group in Animal House. That's what Tad Prescott sounds like.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Tad Niedermeyer.
Tad. Thank you, sir. May I have another? But, yeah, I don't know that I'd be tweeting that out.
Josh said, I also lived at Houston House. My dog peed on a pad on the balcony that I never cleaned. When we moved, it was vile. You're the reason coronavirus exists, Josh.
Not wise, guys.
Oh. Somebody asked, what would surprise you about a major sports team anymore? That none of that, if it all winds up being true, none of that's going to surprise me.
No.
I mean, it's not just about sports guys who rich athletes, rich owners, rich coaches, you know, they're entitled. And that's no different than the Epsteins of the world and how they act. You get that kind of money and you're a little perverted, you know. His name is actually Thaddeus. He lives in Beaumont, and he works at an eyeglass place.
Eyeglass place guy. Damn it. I bet he's not is he an ophthalmologist? Or is he like the guy who, like, the guy who works the front desk who says, why don't you try on these frames? How would you like these?
I bet that's what
he
does.
Why does he live in Beaumont?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was sarcasm.
Oh.
But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. And yeah, conspiracy guy says he's texted it to every show today. He got it from Reddit.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate you texting it to our show, because I'd be bummed if you texted it to every show except ours. So I, for one, appreciate your willingness to keep pushing through.
I love how people just come up with these ideas. That's how conspiracy theories start, right?
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense.
And all it takes is, like, if John and Lance bought into it, or Joel bought into it, or Josh bought into it, it would, I mean, hey, now it's gaining traction. Now it's a real theory. Or if we had bought into it, you could say, wow, now it's picking up some steam. I just have no idea. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I don't think Jeff Bezos has to frame Dan Snyder to get the team. No. I think if he wanted the team, he would probably just buy the team from Dan Snyder.
918 says, it wasn't sarcasm. He was the store manager, but quit recently to move to Dallas.
Yeah, there's a LinkedIn profile and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Assistant general manager at Eyeglass World in Beaumont, Port Arthur.
Well, there you go. Assistant general manager or assistant to the general manager?
Assistant general manager.
Nice. Good title.
That just means one person passes away from the Rona, you get to be general manager.
Either that or somebody's really dedicated to this trolling because they even have a picture of him.
Oh, really?
Is he smiling?
No.
Oh, damn.
He's got sunglasses on. He's trying to do the whole, like, dating
mean,
profile.
He's mean mugging.
I'm serious.
Yeah. That's not what I was looking for, especially from a tad.
Well, far be it from me to make fun of people's names. I mean, I have a name that most people name their dogs.
It's true.
But... Well,
I mean, the most famous Fred is a Flintstone, like the most famous all-time Fred, right?
Yeah, and there's not that many of them.
Fred Rogers.
But yes.
Even he preferred to go by Mister because he
didn't like Fred, no. And, you know, I don't know that I prefer to go by Mr. Fowler because that still sounds like my dad.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's not a lot. I'd have to actually look that up. And that doesn't count Fredericks, because Fredericks in like the Middle Ages were kings and stuff, and that was cool.
Fred Astaire
probably up there, dead. I might add, Fred Flintstone dead.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd be dead by now, because the prehistoric time it's over. The dinosaurs are gone. Fred Flintstone
wasn't
gone.
The guy on Scooby Doo named Fred.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know his last name. Josh would know because his dad was Scooby-Doo.
Van Vliet.
Was it Van? No.
No, but that's, Fred Van Vliet. Like, that's another famous
Fred. I was
Fred.
Like, how ironic, because there's a basketball player now named Fred Van Vliet, and he was also in Scooby-Doo.
Wow, that's a talented dude.
You're talking about, you know, both. Okay, I got you.
His last name was Jones.
Fred Jones. Fred
that's
Jones.
Lame. Yeah, that's not very good. Fred Durst, somebody brings up.
Fred Willard.
Yeah.
But anyway, therefore I retract making fun of Tad and saying he would be in a fraternity with Niedermeyer. Oh, Fred Sanford. That's the winner.
That's true.
But again, not real names. He was actually, I know this is going to be a surprise to you guys, it was actually Red Fox was his name.
So that's true.
So non-fictional Freds, that's a pretty short list.
Yeah, I guess
And even in fiction, who's naming anything Fred?
There was a movie called Drop Dead Fred about a girl's imaginary friend. Have you ever seen that?
Heard of it.
It's a great movie when I was a kid. I don't know how well it's held up over the years, but it was a once great movie.
Okay, so there's some good ones on here. Fred McGriff.
Okay, the crime dog.
The goat of all Freds, Freddie Mercury.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. Were these guys Fredericks? Because you're not a Frederick.
No, no. And Frederick doesn't count. Freddy's okay, though.
Fred Krueger.
Also fictional.
Allegedly.
Big fan of his. Freddy Couples. Okay.
That's a good one.
Fred the Basset Hound from Smokey and the Bandit. See, that gets to my point.
Fred Delano Roosevelt.
Nope. Not quite. There's a reason whenever I... was using a fake name, it was always Frank. Because there's a lot of Franks out there.
Right.
There is a Frank Roosevelt.
Oh.
Well, not anymore.
I could have sworn that Fred Delano Roosevelt was the president. Right. A lot of people don't realize John F. Kennedy's middle name was Fred.
I think it was Fitzgerald.
Okay.
That's another.
You think one thing? I think another.
And if you have a middle name like Fitzgerald, you're also in Niedermeyer's fraternity. No question. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz at ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Some good names. Freddie Fender. Forgot about him. Freddie Prince.
Well, Freddie Prince Jr.
Right. Well, there was the senior. Not as famous.
No.
It's not a very notable list. You know, if you're going to start taking first names and famous people with that particular first name, it's pretty.
I mean, my first name is Arthur.
Arthur Conan Doyle.
There's like the most famous Arthur was a king.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, and he was amongst the most famous kings. I would say top five famous king.
Well, who's more famous than King Arthur?
I mean, I guess Jesus.
Yeah, but he wasn't
king of the Jews.
Yeah, but that was more of that wasn't a real title. It was sort of like an honorary title.
Was it?
Yeah, because he didn't have land.
No,
or any of that.
Well, okay.
So I'm gonna say no. That doesn't
King count. Midas, also very famous.
Very touching.
Yeah.
Not as famous as King Arthur.
I don't know of any more kings that are more famous than him. King Trump?
He's getting there.
King Kong.
Okay, King Kong, probably.
Very famous.
But also a fictional character.
Okay.
King Arthur was a real man,
well,
allegedly.
And after him, it's basically like there was the movie Arthur. Actually, there's been a couple of them.
Yeah.
And Arthur's not portrayed in a positive light.
Oh, I love Dudley Moore's Arthur. he was great. Now, the Russell Brand one was not very good.
And then beyond that, I would say B. Arthur is probably, but that's a last name. So there's just not a lot. There's not. Arthur Lang is better known as Artie Lang. He's a comedian who doesn't have a nose.
Right. Does a lot of coke.
Well, I don't know if he does the coke anymore.
Well, he did.
It's hard to do coke when you don't have a nose. So I think that's slowed him down some. But knowing Arthur Lang, I could easily see him finding a way around that.
King Tut.
King Tut.
That's a big one. Yeah, that's a big one. He might be bigger than King Arthur. Somebody says King Henry more famous than King Arthur. Which Henry? The Eighth?
And even then, I don't know if he's more famous than King Arthur.
Probably
like,
not.
What other king do you get told stories about when you're a kid? And whether or not we want to count Jesus as a king, obviously, if he counts, then he's obviously the most famous king.
Right. But I'm going to, I don't think of him in the same way, right? Because he's more of a prophet type king. The whole Arthur legend was almost the exact same thing, right? One day he'll rise again and the sword will rise again. Hasn't happened yet. Has anybody found Excalibur at the bottom of that lake, just out of curiosity?
I think Alexander the Great was a king.
Yeah.
But is he more famous?
Don't know. So he says King James because they named the Bible version after him.
Well, that's true.
That is a big one. But the original King James, not the basketball player.
Right.
Although also,
he's pretty famous, too.
Famous, but not a real king.
Okay.
King David.
But yeah, outside of King Arthur, there's not a lot going on there.
Somebody said you need a real woman to make you stop drinking. Arthur would have to be a real big woman. There's so many good comebacks in there when he's totally trashed. I love that movie. I hate that they ruined it with a remake, but apparently there's some kid show named Arthur.
Oh, yeah, with the, what is he, an anteater?
Or
a rat?
No, I think he's, I don't know what the hell he is.
We got to figure that out. An aardvark?
It could be an aardvark.
Yeah, I think that's what he is. His teacher, I think, is a rat.
Like, that's, if I were a kid, like, I'm sure people would bully me. Like, I think I was, like, Arthur wasn't a thing when I was a kid. Because that Arthur curled up fist meme is pretty big. But by the time that existed, I was too old to be bullied and shamed with it.
Who, you know what? I think most kids shows have to be come up. People who were absolutely stoned had to come up with them. Like, who sits there and says, "Hey, man, like, let's put together a show about a aardvark."
I don't know.
And who comes up with an aardvark?
All I know, Bob the Builder is the most drug-induced show I've ever seen in my life. I didn't feel comfortable with my kids watching it because I felt like I was on acid watching it, even if I was completely sober.
Teletubbies.
I didn't get Teletubbies.
Good. You're lucky, because that was just bizarre. It was like a talking sun and all kinds of stuff. And, I mean, I don't know. Like, I could just imagine. Maybe this is what I need to do, is get stoned and come up with children's show ideas. Because I'm sure somebody's there going, "Hey, man, what if we did a show about a big red dog?"
There is a show.
Clifford, I know.
The Big Red Dog.
Clifford the Big Red Dog. But, I mean, where did Clifford come from? Whose idea was that? How stoned were they? I mean, who's sitting around going, "You know what would be really cool? A big red dog."
Yeah.
Hey, and it works.
It does.
He is an anthropomorphic aardvark.
Okay.
All right. See, okay. And I don't even know what that first word was. But somebody who created him had to think of that, and aardvark. It's like the Wiggles. Those guys are probably sitting around getting stoned and saying, "Hey, man, let's write a song called Fruit Salad, and let's sing about stuff kids will like."
I didn't know about the Wiggles either.
You did not miss out. Don't worry. No, kid shows are for kids, no question. But I like movies that adults could enjoy. Like, I thought Aladdin. When I take the kids to see Aladdin, there were a lot of adult jokes in there, but it was a kids' movie.
Right.
There weren't too many shows like that that you could watch with the kids and say, "All right, yeah, this is entertaining."
Because my wife last night, she got mad at the kids because she thought they were watching Ren and Stimpy. And it wasn't. I don't have a problem with the kids watching Ren and Stimpy. I don't care. Like, I loved Ren and Stimpy when I was a kid. But they weren't even watching Ren and Stimpy. It was Rocco's Modern Life. And she was like, "It looked like Ren and Stimpy. Did they look like that?" And I said, "No. Rocco was a wallaby, and he spoke Australian. And Ren and Stimpy were a chihuahua and a cat. And they didn't speak Australian."
Hey, man.
My wife is so sheltered.
Let's do a cartoon about a wallaby.
So sheltered.
Somebody mentioned Dora the Explorer. Yeah, her name doesn't even rhyme. And what does she have? What was it like? What was her sidekick?
Boots.
Yeah,
little monkey who wore rain boots.
Yeah. What the hell? It's these people are stoned.
That one, I think, was, let's see how many racial stereotypes we can put in a children's cartoon and get it not picked up by a network, and then a network picked it up, and then they went, "Oh crap."
This says HR Puffin stuff was an acid trip at its finest. I don't remember ever. You know what? I think so.
I never watched that. I've never heard of that even.
Yeah. Somebody says Peppa Pig drives me crazy. 2-year-old loves it. I missed that one. I didn't get, my kids never got on that one.
I know all about that Peppa Pig in the camper van.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mostly just don't like the way they talk on Peppa Pig.
I see. I've never seen it.
And if your kids watch Peppa Pig, they'll start to talk like they're British. And there's not many things I like less than someone talking like they're British, I'll be honest. Even if they're British, I don't like it.
What about when you do it?
I do all I do is say, "All right, all right." That's all I do. I don't know any. I don't try to do that, it in any other words.
That's not true, because every now and then you'll do, "By order of the Peaky Blinders."
But that's only from one show. And even like, and let's face it, that show frustrates me because I often don't understand what they're saying and I have to watch it with subtitles.
858 mentions the Smurfs. They live in magic mushrooms.
That's true.
That's another one. Hey, man, so we're going to like, let me pitch you on this network. We've got these little blue dudes that live in magic mushroom, and there's going to be like this paternal figure, Papa Smurf. We think it's going to be big.
So that's part of the funny thing about my wife and I. We grew up in very different households. Like my house, there weren't really any rules for me when I was growing up, especially like when I was like, once I hit about 13. And my dad remarried and had new kids. Like, I basically just did what I wanted to do. No one was checking on what I was watching. No one was worried about me, basically. Whereas my wife wasn't allowed to watch the Smurfs because there was a wizard in it. So we grew up in very, very different households, and we're trying to raise our kids in sort of a like a hybrid between where my house was, where there were no rules, and her house, where there were what I would consider to be overtly strict rules.
Well, we didn't really have any rules because my parents got divorced pretty early, and
once people get divorced, they don't. It's like, the Wild West for those kids.
Yeah, basically. Now, my dad was great, but if he caught us doing something, he'd just give us this look like, "What the hell are you thinking, idiot?" Hey, I told a story about the time we thought if you rolled up and smoked fig leaves, it would get you high.
Yeah, that was really dumb.
And we had a fig tree in the backyard. He just came in and you know, I thought he was going to be all mad. He's just like, "You dumbasses. Doesn't work." Just stormed out. And that was the end of it. But Ken says, Frederick the Great of Prussia ruled 46 years. Yeah, but he's a Frederick.
He's not a Fred.
Yeah. So Cody says, people have remade stone versions of Sesame. That's not much of a jump.
No.
Sesame Street's pretty crazy out there, too. Yeah. Haitian Diva, what about Care Bears and My Little Pony?
There was some stuff about Sesame Street, I'm not going to lie, when I was a kid, that was kind of scary to me. Like, I was always worried about, when I was a kid specifically, I didn't like the idea that there were birds that were bigger than me. And Big Bird, I mean, that's exactly what he was. He was a giant bird. But I often, like, even though I didn't live in a place where albatross existed, I always had this irrational fear that an albatross could just come and scoop me up and haul me off. And I think where I got this fear from was when I was a kid, I lived in Brazoria County. We lived out in the boonies, and we had this cat that I literally saw with my eyes get scooped up by an owl and hauled away, never to be seen again. And I was like, wow. And you know, it was like sort of, it wasn't like a cat that I was super attached to. We had like, it was it didn't come inside. Like it was,
it's like a farm cat.
Yeah,
you probably had 12
cat.
Of them. Yeah.
There was a ton of them. Yeah. Their job was to, you know, kill snakes and rats. And so I wasn't like broken up about it, but I was a little bit scared. And my dad told me, oh, they can take away bigger animals than that. I was like, what? And then, I had an irrational fear when I was a kid that I would be hauled off by some kind of giant bird. And Big Bird was a giant bird, and it made me really uncomfortable. Oscar the Grouch, that didn't scare me so much. Snuffleupagus,
that's
a little scary.
No, you know why he's scary? Because he was, you didn't know if he was imaginary or not.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know if he existed.
Well, I didn't know what he was.
And plus, he looked like something that would eat human beings if he really did exist. And he didn't talk. That's another thing. You don't know what his personality is.
I thought he did talk.
I don't think Snuffleupagus talked.
Yeah, he did, because he talked to Big Bird. He was Big Bird's best friend.
Well, he only talked to Big Bird then.
Yeah, because Big Bird's the only one who could see him.
Because he's imaginary.
He was an imaginary friend.
Okay, were involved in that.
I didn't realize that only Big Bird could see Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, because it scared me as a child, because like at one point he turned to, I think it was Mr. Hooper, and was like, yeah, I'm talking to Snuffleupagus. And Mr. Hooper's like, who? And all of a sudden, I'm like, well, I see this thing. And I mean, as a kid, I was weirded out.
How did Mr. Hooper not think it was weird that he was talking to a giant bird? So many questions left unanswered, and we'll probably never have the answers to.
Yeah, all right. Jim Henson's dead, unfortunately.
Yep. I got to tell you about a late health. And if you or someone you know is suffering from an enlarged prostate, this is something that happens. It's not a fun thing that happens, but it happens. You or that person may have frequent need to urinate, increased urination at night, difficulty starting. If you've been diagnosed, you don't have to have surgery. And when I heard about the surgical options, it made me pray to baby Jesus in the sky, I never have to have one of these surgeries, because there's a drill involved. It's horrible. But Dr. Doe said, don't worry, you don't have, even if you have this issue, you don't have to have a surgery because I've come up with a better way. And he is the first guy in Houston that's been doing this procedure called PAE. It's an advanced, minimally invasive procedure. They use x-ray technology to treat the prostate, and it works wonders. You're in and out in a few hours. He's done more of these than any procedure in Houston, or more of these procedures than any doctor in Houston. He's the guy you want, and it's covered by most insurance plans. 832-860-4618, 832-860-4618, or choosepae.com. That's choosepae.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And a friend of mine sent me this story on the former Redskins. Only about halfway through it. It's pretty common stuff. It's not really. If there's pimping out cheerleaders and things like that, we haven't gotten to that yet. It's basically sexual harassment, making comments about how women look, telling them to dress certain ways, that kind of stuff. Not saying that that's right by any stretch of the imagination, but doesn't sound nearly as bad as what was being leaked out there. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. To it. One says, I'm really getting to know you guys. I kind of hope sports doesn't come back till January. Yeah, we do this even when there's sports. Maybe not as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't totally go Sesame Street. But somebody else brought up Blue's Clues. That's another weird one.
I didn't watch Blue's Clues. My kids didn't really watch Blue's Clues. Somebody on Twitter brought up Cat Dog.
That was...
Yeah. That was... it wasn't really my... Like, I was too old for it, and my kids are too young for it, but my brother, when he was a kid, watched Cat Dog.
Another one. Hey, man, let's just, like, slam a cat and a dog together. This will be awesome. Mike asks, I let my 9-year-old daughter watch The Simpsons. She understands the humor and loves it. Am I wrong for this?
No. Like my wife also wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons, and I was for a long time an avid Simpsons watcher. I'd say probably like seasons 1 through 12 or 13. I was really good at like Simpsons trivia and things like I was a Simpsons nerd, and then I've slowly just kind of gone away from it. But my wife doesn't like the idea of my kids watching The Simpsons yet. She did let I convinced her to let them start watching King of the Hill, which it went okay for like, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks. But then my older son wouldn't stop doing impersonations. And my wife was finally like, that's it. You're not doing this anymore. That's it.
Oh, Lohan brings up one from when I was growing up, Fat Albert.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cosby Kids. Which takes on a new meaning now. But I you want to talk about shows that I don't think you could do now? I don't think you could get away with Mushmouth now.
No. There was a lot of there was some things in that show.
Yeah. Somebody brought one up that I can't believe we haven't already mentioned, SpongeBob.
Oh yeah. I don't like SpongeBob.
Well, that's very anti-homosexual of you, AJ.
Yeah.
But
Jared says, why did Hey Arnold have a football head? I don't know. That's a good question.
713-780-ESPN. Black Skater on Twitch said, I couldn't watch The Simpsons either. I grew up a Jehovah's Witness, so I couldn't see or do anything with magic in it.
Yeah.
That's pretty, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of magic. I mean, it doesn't really exist, but if it did, it'd be kind of cool.
I think my wife's family was okay with, like, happy magic. Like, oh, look at this rabbit who appears. Now it's in your pocket. How'd that happen? Like, but any kind of like waving a wand around and casting a spell.
Black magic.
They didn't like that.
She turned me into a newt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So probably could not watch Holy Grail.
I got better.
Oh, boy. I think that's one thing I'm going to do on my day off is, or one of my days off, get stoned and rewatch all the Monty Python movies.
Okay.
I absolutely love all of them, even the bad ones. Like, even Meaning of Life wasn't that great, but I liked it. Life of Brian, off the charts. Love that. Well, you know, I've always got a thing for religious stuff. But Holy Grail, when we were growing up in high school, we all knew every single line. We used to act it out like they, you know, it was really dumb. But I can still probably tell you every line from that movie. 713-780-ESPN. So are we not going to mention Fraggle Rock? So weird it had to be on HBO. I never saw that one, actually.
I didn't know Fraggle Rock was on HBO. I thought it was on, just on PBS like the rest of it.
Yeah, what stoner thought of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff, man.
And we wonder why society is so screwed up right now. When you think about what our kids and what we watched as kids, SpongeBob is a role model. You know what? That says everything. Everybody on Twitter watched SpongeBob. I think this explains it. This is why the world is the way it is. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Troy Derrick said, I always thought Ren and Stimpy was a weird show.
I loved Ren and Stimpy as a kid.
Yeah, that was after me. So I don't know that I've ever seen it. But, yeah. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll move on to some other nonsense when we come back. But
we don't want to talk more about stoned cartoons. Okay, fine.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of thinking this might make a new project for me because I do like to get stoned. I like cartoons.
Cody points out that every aspect of Mario Brothers is an acid trip. It is pretty crazy if you really think about it. First, they're plumbers. Secondly, they bash their head into bricks to get money. Thirdly, they're fighting like turtles and these little mushroom people until they come across a giant lizard. And why are plumbers trying to save a princess anyway? They're plumbers.
That's a good point. Yeah, when my kids...
Also, where are their tools? They eat mushrooms and get bigger. They pick a flower and they can shoot fire. Well, how's that happen?
Yeah, that's a pretty good trip to come up with that.
When you really think about it, it is kind of... It's odd.
When my kids were real little, every Christmas when I take them down to visit my family, we would each year make up a new story about Zuno the Blue-Nosed Reindeer, who was an evil reindeer who caused all kinds of havoc. And I'm thinking now, how stoned was I when I came up with that? And the answer is probably very stoned.
I'd stop talking about it so you can make it a story.
Oh, we've got, like, it was actually, you know, this is what a great parent I was. But we kind of did it as a educational thing where it was, you know, everybody participated in the story and we... Yeah, and like somebody else would, we'd go around the car basically all the way. It was like hour-long drive, so we had plenty of time. And the kids would come up with something, and then I would turn it into Zuno being an evil being who would destroy everything and tried to kill Santa Claus. And then one year he was put into an ice prison for a year, but he got out. He managed to escape and stole the sleigh and dropped bombs all over the North Pole. But... You know, I don't know if that's good for kids or not, but that's how my kids grew up. All right, let's go to my man, Lawyer Dave. Let's bring some sanity to this show, thankfully. What's going on, buddy?
So where does this line come from, Fred? Come back here, you coward. It's only a flesh wound.
Oh, yeah. That's when he was down to no legs, no arms. But
that's right. I'll bite your ankle.
Oh, boy.
Gosh, that takes me back.
Yeah, that's
hey, Blitzers, it's Lawyer Dave, Houston-based Lawyer David Mestemaker, here with my good buddy Fred.
El Tigre Tejano, we like to call you.
That's right, Abogado David, El Tigre Tejano, El Abogado para los Hispanos.
Dave represents people who have been in accidents, or what about you get these, I see all these commercials about all these side effects on drugs. What about these bad drug manufacturers? Do you go after them?
We sure do. In fact, we signed one up yesterday with a lady that took Zantac for a long period of time and developed a nasty form of cancer, which apparently is related to the medicine. So, and just a couple of days before that, we got a lady whose mom died from cervical cancer from the talcum powder. So, yeah, we definitely take care of those kind of folks that have their lives been dramatically and terribly affected by bad drugs, for sure.
And obviously, besides that, you deal with accidents. And if somebody has a question about any of this, all they got to do is call you. You don't charge for your consultations.
Yeah. In fact, a guy came in today and he said, well, how much do I owe you for your time? I said, all consults are free. If you need me, then we'll take a split, a percentage, whatever kind of case you have. So that way the client doesn't have to come up with any money out of their pocket up front. We work the case together. I gamble with them together. When we win, we both get paid.
Yeah, and whether it's accidents, whether it's doctors, and if it's not something you handle, and they need a lawyer, you'll send them to the right person.
You bet. I know lots of people all over this town. I've been doing this more than 30 years, and I've got lots of connections for any kind of case. I'm glad to help the Blitzers out for sure.
Let them know how to get in touch with you, man.
Hit me up, 713-626-8900. I'm in my office right now if you want to talk to me right now. 713-626-8900. Or LawyerDave.com, or LawyerDaveLaw is my Twitter handle, or by all means, find me through my buddy Fred.
Yeah, you can just send me an email or DM me or just get on Twitter and say, hey, what's the number for Lawyer Dave, and I'm happy to give it to you. What do they do if they need a lawyer?
They better dial Dave.